You may have noticed that our cryptocurrency expert, Sam Volkering, staged a bit of a coup this week. He took over two of our newsletters. Sam, what is your explanation for this outrage?
I'm in an anarchist mindset, Nick. I just felt like just commandeering everything. I was like, if the government and the central bank can do it, why can't I? Why can't I just take control of things? No. There is a very.
I knew it was coming.
Yeah, well, I mean, come on, ultimate power, right? That's what everyone's out for. No, in all seriousness, there's a pretty big event that's coming up in. What is it today? In roughly 12 days' time. And I mean, I could beat around the bush with it, but I'm just going to tell people because maybe most people already know. They should know if they've been reading my work this week. It's the Bitcoin halving, and it is the drastic slashing of new supply of Bitcoin into the market from Bitcoin's block reward. And it's a very big deal. And every single time we go through a bull market cycle in the crypto markets, and every single time we have the Bitcoin halving, or halvening as I like to call it, take place, people go, oh, it's not that big a deal. It's not that big a deal. And yet, time and time again, it's the trigger for a massive crypto bull market. And as I've been saying to people all week, you've really kind of got to be paying attention to this because the conditions are a lot different than they have been in the past. And I think this is setting up for another gigantic crypto bull market, which means good things for the crypto market, but also really good things for certain stocks in the stock market. And, you know, you and I have known each other for a long time, Nick, and you've seen people roll their eyes at me time and time again when it comes to what I've said about the crypto markets and the direction it heads. And no doubt there will be eye rolling this time as well, but I just want people to at the very least, be well informed about it and to get my take on what I think is coming.
This may in fact be the fourth time, if not the third time, that I've heard you telling people about this. And we sort of know what happened in the subsequent episodes of each warning, or not sort of warning, what is it? It's alerting people to the opportunity. But
you know, it's an alert because that overview it happens every time, right?
Yeah, that overview explains why people need to know what's going on and the basics of the idea. I want to dig a little bit deeper this time around. What is the halving? How does it impact the supply? And how does that relate to the Bitcoin price?
Yeah, right. So the basic mechanisms are that in Bitcoin's code, every 210,000 blocks, the block reward, which is a reward of Bitcoin that miners who mine the blocks in the Bitcoin blockchain secure the network, that's their reward for doing so. It's an economic incentive. It's like when you go to a job, you get paid for the work you do. It's proof of work and you get paid for that work. And that's the block reward. Now, every 210,000 blocks, that reward is cut in half. It is pre-programmed. It is 100% guaranteed to happen. And it will continue to happen every 210,000 blocks until all Bitcoin have been mined or in circulation, which is estimated to complete sometime in the year 2140-ish. And we know it happens every 210,000 blocks. And that equates to about every 4 years because the target block time is about 10 minutes. So roughly the Bitcoin code and network is set up so that every block is mined in about every 10 minutes. Now that varies, and there's some more mechanics behind why that varies and how that comes back to that sort of 10 minute block. But it's about every 4 years this happens. So we know in about every 4 years, this supply is gonna get constricted further and further and further and further. Now, what we've also then seen over the years is a progressive increase in awareness, demand, and adoption for Bitcoin. So what you kind of end up getting is you have this crossover point, which we're actually now well past, where demand is far exceeding the supply of new Bitcoin into the market. And why that's important for this particular halving, which is set to happen on the 19th of April. So we are literally talking in like two-ish weeks. A bit under two weeks. What's different this time around is that we now have gigantic demand coming from these US-based ETFs. That has had a knock-on effect to wealth managers and fund managers and family offices that still haven't kind of got their head around it to go, okay, well, if BlackRock thinks this is an asset class that they can launch a multi-billion dollar ETF for, we can now easily get access to that through the stock market, and then BlackRock has to hold those physical Bitcoin as well. So this spike in demand off the back of that is far more than any new supply of Bitcoin coming into the market. And the projections are that that demand isn't slowing down for the ETFs. That is going to gradually continue for quite some time. And so you get this you know, supply shock, you get this surge in demand, and that's not even factoring in a usual crypto bull market, retail enthusiasm and excitement and demand skyrockets as well. So you get this double whammy. And you look, you know, people watching this aren't stupid. You know that when something is in short supply and there's a huge demand for it, prices go bonkers and people go bonkers for it as well, right? Do you remember, Nick, was it last year when that Prime energy drink came to market and people lost their friggin' minds? They bought like $100 a bottle for Prime because everyone wanted one and there was this huge demand and there just wasn't enough supply. And so people were like secondhand selling Prime energy drinks for like $100 a bottle. You know, you can get it for like a 70% discount today. But at the time, things were going bonkers. So, I mean, this is what happens when you get this supply, you know, slashing of supply, a boom in demand is things go haywire. And with the halving, what we've seen in every previous cycle is you kind of get Bitcoin's price kind of getting close to previous all-time highs leading into the halving. Bang, halving hits. And then for the next year and a half, we've entered these crazy bull market cycles. And I think that it's just going to happen again, that we're going to get another cycle. We're going to get a big blow-off top peak and probably going to get another fallback to lows, which will the lows of the next crypto winter will actually probably be like where we're at now. So again, there's two aspects of this. The first aspect is playing this cycle in a smart way. And we know that in a big crazy crypto bull market, that there are a number of stocks in the market that you can buy through your stockbroker that are easy to access, that you're familiar with. You don't have to deal with the risks of, you know, self-custody Bitcoin wallets and weird decentralized exchanges and stuff. Buy stocks through your broker that are directly related to what's happening in the crypto market and ride those suckers for all they're worth. I see that happening again. And then I do see another tail off. But I think that you can play that short-term cycle. But I also think that, you know, we'll probably see several more cycles of this. You know, we're talking, again, Bitcoin, as you and I have spoken about before, as a generational thing. So you can play it through that, and you can play the shorter term, you know, window of wealth that I think is coming for it.
The aspect of this that I really latched onto in your editorial this week was something else that hasn't happened since arguably since 2012, which is that the legacy financial system, as you call it, is struggling, right? We've got inflation, we had bank failures in the US last year. These sorts of issues are the underlying reason for Bitcoin's existence. And they're back in play this cycle. And I think that adds a whole new element of demand here. There's a genuine flight, like capital flight into Bitcoin that adds a whole new dimension to this, which I think implies that it could be much bigger than the last few cycles.
Yeah, I think that you're right. I think that this will be the old eye-watering, face-peeling surge and bull market that people go, well, you know, they say before, they say, oh, it'll never happen again. We'll never get a cycle like that. And then we do. And I think this will be no exception. And, you know, it was interesting because I read something, it was either today or yesterday, I can't remember, about this idea of fiscal dominance, where fiscal policy is going to far outweigh and dominate monetary policy. And so we're going to get to a situation where the central banks are going to have to cut rates, even in the face of inflation, just because the fiscal policy of trying to get some kind of stimulation and growth far outweighs what the central bank power actually is. So if that also comes as well, we could be seeing, you know, some crazy times in both the crypto market and the stock market on the cards.
Becomes almost a defensive play then, which is that's an element that Bitcoin hasn't had in its history, perhaps excluding people who are from Argentina, but also I was thinking of the Europeans in 2012 when they were struggling. So, Sam, this is the reason, or the excuse, as I would put it, that you've chosen to stage this coup and commandeer my newsletters, my regular spots. I think it's a pretty good excuse, personally, but I'm going to leave it to the readers to decide. If they do want to find out more about how to take advantage of this, I think you've got something coming up for them on Monday. It begins. You've given people enough time, as you say, before this halving kicks in and starts to move markets. But how do they take the next step or find out more about it on Monday?
Yeah, look, so people will be getting a notification on Monday about a complete top-to-toe detailed explanation about all this, about how you can take action on this. Again, because we know that the halving's coming in, as I said, on pretty much the April the 19th, give or take a few hours. It may tick into the 20th, early morning of the 20th. It may be earlier in the day on the 19th, but it's coming pretty much then. And, you know, that's a couple of weeks. So I think that it's prudent to, if you haven't already moved in this market, to make your moves now, because we haven't really reached that inflection point just yet for the bull market. I mean, we are already seeing the crypto market, you know, go a little bit mental, and Bitcoin has reached all-time highs already in the last few weeks. And so we have got that sort of phase one out of the way, where the market is, as I said, started to really come back towards previous all-time highs, and as I said, have hit them leading into the halving. And I think that now, sort of when you hit that halving and go post-halving, is that things go flat knacker bonkers again. And so if that's the case, you don't want to wait for that, right? You don't want to wait for 3-4 months time if that run happens, because it happens fast. Like in a matter of weeks and a few months, like typically the really crazy acceleration in this market happens over the space of about 4 to 5 months tops. And you don't really want to be doing stuff in that period of time. You want to have already, you know, placed your stake in that market before that window. And that can come at any time post-halving. And so if it does, this is why we're getting, you know, this briefing out on Monday. It's to say to people, right, this is what we think is happening. This is what we know is happening. And this is how we think you should play it. And this is the easiest, fastest, most convenient way for people to take advantage and extract wealth if this cycle does what I think it will do. And, you know, again, we discuss this all the time. People watching at home are not stupid, very switched on folk. That's why they're watching and listening to us. It's a risky market. There is no guarantee, obviously, that this is the direction that it will take. I'm of the view that it will, and we've seen it time and time and time again. But it is for risk capital, and people should be aware that, you know, this market moves wildly with big swings in price, and, you know, a 10% swing lower in Bitcoin in the last week or so equates to, you know, $7,000-$8,000 lower in price. But that's only like a 10% swing, right? We get that in the stock market all the time. So again, it is volatile. Prices are volatile. But if you think that we're onto something, you know, it's not like we've not said this before and been right, you know, pay attention to what's coming on Monday, because it's important. And as I said, worst case scenario, you'll at least be informed about what's happening, what I think is going to happen because of that, and how to take action around it. You know, people can listen to what I say and go, okay, that's great, not for me. That's cool. But if you think that, yeah, actually maybe there is a window of wealth that's, you know, up for the grabs and you want a piece of the action, yeah, pay attention to what's coming on Monday.
It's extraordinary to think that you've been waiting for this for years, but I think we met in 2012, and it might have been just before that first halving, which means this is the fourth time I've seen you go through this. It must be a strange feeling to have told investors about this four times before and what happened subsequently. Sorry, three times before, and this is the fourth. What happened those previous times? It's an extraordinary pitch to make. Sam, thanks for being so patient over the last 4 years. I'm waiting for this moment and being so willing, telling everyone about it again. And to everyone at home, I hope you take a look on Monday at Sam's project. And like he says, make up your own mind about what's going to happen this halving. Thanks very much for joining us.